welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And I'm Felicity. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Look Around by Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, catalog number A&M SP4137.
So this album comes, I think, from actually my parents' record collection, but it has been appropriated into my A&M collection from the 60s, and more specifically my collection of Sergio Mendes albums. And I think this was also an album that you had purchased, Felicity.
It's true.
Before we had gotten married.
Yeah, and I have no idea where I bought it. Certainly a thrift store.
Yeah, I think your copy had a sticker saying it was a dollar on the front.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a pretty easy album to find. Probably could find it at most thrift stores or most, you know, record stores, the dollar bin or whatever.
Yeah.
So you want to tell us a little bit about this album cover, Felicity?
So I'm so excited about this. Not only is this one of my favorite albums, but it also has one of my favorite covers. It's got these guys lounging on a hill. They've got multicolored parasols. So it's the Brazil 66. Men are in suits. Sergio Mendes has got like a lavender or gray suit, and he's holding a pink parasol. He's got kind of like this pork pie hat. And the ladies are wearing these crochet dresses, and they've got bright pink and orange parasols, and they've all got these little cocktail glasses of, I don't know, I guess it's wine. I see a guy sitting, the guy in the bottom left has a bottle. It looks like a wine bottle. So that's the front cover. And then on the back, there's a sort of pensive looking Sergio Mendes in profile, and it's got a little blurb on the back. Is a little bit of that sort of stereotypical flowery liner notes that are just on many albums. Look around, beyond the double glass wall. Sergio Mendes walks to the piano. The many weeks of perfection seeking preparation are behind him. He's ready. His group is ready. In the booth. Producer Herb Alpert, the engineer and wheels of tape are ready. Sergio closes his eyes. He finds just the right tempo. Dois, tres. The music starts. The magic begins. Suddenly the studio does have wings. Suddenly it flies. And what a flight! Smooth as glass. Like seagull kites over the warm sands of Copacabana Beach. The incredible cool green of the rainforests. The joy of Carnival. The sight and sound of Brazil. It's all here. Listen. Close your eyes. And look around.
Yes, quite.
Quite evocative. Profound, yeah. Yes, I know.
So this album also has the distinction of being used in our Marriage Save the Date postcard.
Oh, yes, I forgot to mention that. And we'll have a picture of that in the show notes, too. I photoshopped my face and Steve's face on the Brazil 66. And so, of course, like I sent out these things and all of the old ladies, when I see them at church or whatever, they're like, oh, I just loved this card. Who are all your friends? Like, oh, it's the Brazil 66.
All right. Well, do we want to listen to your clip, Flissy?
Sure.
What did you pick?
I picked the frog.
All right. Let's take a listen.
Getting a G.
All right, so what did you think?
So I remember last weekend when we were working on recording records for the show, I wasn't feeling super great, and I was listening to this album, like, oh, I do love this album. And then The Frog came on, and it was just like, it pepped me right up. It made me so happy. And now I feel embarrassed about singing along.
It got you thinking about what the lyrics meant, I guess.
I did.
And you came up with your own interpretation.
Here's my interpretation of The Frog. It's about frogs, and it's about all the different sounds they make. So the frog, he goes, "Gudda-gudda, gudda-gudda, gudda," and then he says, "Ay-da-ka-da-ka-day," and then he's like, "Hey, ay-nyay-nyay-nyay, gudda-gudda." And it turns out I'm not that far off. Like, the closest I could find on, like, a lyrics translation is that there are some lovers and they're out and they're like, oh, and here's the sound of a frog. So I don't know. I'm going to go with my version.
Yeah, that's what I think of every time I hear the song now. So, yeah, I love this song. It is a Joao Donato composition, and I guess I did not realize that until after I had gotten into Joao Donato, but his albums are really fantastic, also kind of hard to find in the U.S., but well worth picking up on in their own right. And I think that this is an example of sort of how Sergio Mendes took Brazilian popular songs and translated them into his Brazil 66 formula. And I think it's, you know, it's pretty effective. I like it. It's a Brazilian song, but sort of gives it a interpretation all of his own.
Yeah, and I was listening to some other versions of The Frog after I had listened to this last weekend, and I found João Gilberto's version, and it's so... I mean, of course, João has like this ultimate sweet bossa nova whisper voice when he sings, but his version is just like so quiet, as is his way. And I think Sergio Mendes's version is just so upbeat and playful. And the ladies that sing on this album bring such energy to the music. They really fill out the sound of this album and bring in that really American 60s pop sound.
Yeah, so do you want to tell us a little bit about Sergio Mendes, Felicity?
So Sergio Mendes was born in Niterói, Brazil, and that's across the bay from Rio. If you have watched any of the Olympics footage last month, you might recognize that Rio de Janeiro is kind of on this little cup-shaped bay, and Rio's on one corner, and where Sergio Mendes was born is on the other side. And he attended a music conservatory and started playing nightclubs. And this was just as bossa nova was developing. So this is kind of like a matter of being, you know, having the passion for music at just the right place and the right time. And he got to play with Tom Jobim, who was his mentor during that time. So he really got embodied, not just in classical music playing, but also in this new development of bossa nova and jazz in Brazil.
Yeah, and I think it was interesting. I mean, he went on to have various formulations. I think he was sort of trying to search for the right kind of sound or right kind of formula that worked for him. And he had the Bossa Rio Sextet, which was, I think, pretty much like a really straight up jazz kind of sextet. And then, I guess, sort of during the waning era of bossa nova, there was this jazz trio thing that became popular in Brazil. And Sergio Mendes had the Sergio Mendes trio, and he did a few albums like that. And I think sort of during this time, around 1962, someone approached him from Philips to do sort of a more kind of pop album, and he did the album Dance Moderno. And I think that was sort of a formula that didn't really work for him at that point. I think he was still interested in doing sort of more straight jazz and not really trying to attack a popular music style. But then I guess around the end of the bossa nova era, Brazil's democratically elected government sort of got taken over by the military, and so there was a lot of protests, a lot of crackdown by the government, And there were a lot of Brazilians either were exiled by the government or sort of went into a self-imposed exile. And I guess a lot of the artists who were Bossa Nova artists came to the U.S. to sort of, because, you know, Bossa Nova was waning in Brazil, but it was just sort of coming to the attention of the American audiences. And so, you know, it was sort of just like a seamless transition. And so Sergio Mendes came to the U.S. in the early 60s, and he had a couple of albums, I guess, right around 1964, 1965, called the Brazil 65. And that was interesting because I guess they didn't do very well commercially, but I think it's very fascinating. It's sort of a transition period between just straight jazz and sort of what he would end up doing just a year or two later with the Brazil 66, because it's a little bit more pop-like. He did some collaboration with Wanda Sá and Rosina de Valença, and he did a couple albums on Atlantic also, In Person at El Matador, The Great Arrival, The Breed of Brazil, Sergio Mendes' Favorite Things. I mean, I guess they weren't very commercially successful, but I think they're actually some of my favorite albums too, although I'm pretty much a fan of everything he did up and through the maybe the late 70s. But anyway, then I guess he met up with Herb Alpert and joined the A&M Records and sort of formulated the Brazil 66. And so, Felicity, what can you tell us about them?
So on this album, there is Janice Hansen, who is the main vocalist in Look of Love. And that hit the charts after she left. So she was only with the Brazil 66 for a short amount of time. And the other main vocalist on this album is Lonnie Hall, who later married Herb Alpert in the 1970s. And there's been a sort of a, you know, during the time that Sergio Mendes has been recording, he's had several different female vocalists join him. So on Brazil 65, there was Wanda Sá, as Steve just mentioned. And later, his wife, Cristina Liberace, was on several of the recordings. So he's had several ladies sing on the albums. I really think Lonnie Hall's voice on this album is really stellar. And I think her voice has stayed really good. If you catch her, look her up on YouTube, look up some of the Brazil 66 on YouTube, you'll see her singing still, and she sounds pretty great. And so this album has an interesting collection of both Brazilian and American music. And at the 1968 Academy Awards, Brazil 66 performed The Look of Love, and that was part of the soundtrack for Casino Royale. And on Casino Royale, it was originally Dusty Springfield's version that was on the soundtrack. That went to number 22 on the Billboard charts, and Sergio Mendes' version made it to number 4, which is why you can find this album for a dollar in your local thrift store. It was pretty popular at the time, and it's got you know, it's got some other 60s classics on there. It's got the ubiquitous Beatles cover. And so Sergio Mendes is still out and about recording and performing. Probably most notably his most recent incarnation that got some play was 2006 Timeless album. And he co-produced that with will.i.am from Black Eyed Peas. And so Black Eyed Peas are on there. Justin Timberlake's on there. Some of the Brazilian artists are on there, featured as performances and kind of remix and reworks of a lot of classic Sergio Mendes songs.
Yeah, I think that I feel like it's really fortunate that will.i.am sort of, got Sergio Mendes kind of out of retirement or got him recording again. I mean, I feel like, you know, in the 80s or whatever, he went off in this super soft rock direction that, I don't know.
It kind of hurts to talk about it because I'm like, oh man, like Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 is awesome. If you're really into Bossa Nova, like Brazil 65 and the Sextet and the
trio,
like those are awesome, and the Brazil 66 is awesome, and then once you get into Brazil 77, there's like that really terrible version of Killing Me Softly, And then, like, it gets really soft rock. And by, like, Brazil 88, yeah. It's just like, oh, please, no. It's
and
not,
so
it's
I
not
think,
good.
Yeah, I think he just sort of faded out of view. And it was good to see him sort of find a new way to, you know, sort of take some of his songs and bring them back into popular music.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to my clip. This is The Look of Love.
Is in your eyes, I look, the time can't disguise. The look of love, it saying so much more than just words could ever say. What my heart has heard, when it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited just to love you, now that I have found you.
Look at the look of love, it's on your face.
All right, Felicity, what did you think?
I think this really showcases Sergio Mendes's talent as an arranger. It has this really, like, awesome build to it. Like, everything just grows over the course of the song. It gets a little bit more swelling and more feeling and more volume. And I think that this is a Burt Bacharach song, and Burt Bacharach gets just such a bad rap. Like, everybody just makes fun of him because, of course, it is, like, really a little bit schmaltzy, easy listening, what Burt Bacharach does. But I think Sergio Mendes' interpretation of it is just awesome. It really makes the song shine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like, yeah, like you said, Burt Bacharach gets kind of a bad rap nowadays. But I think some of that is sort of just a reaction to just the popularity that he did have during the 60s. I mean, I think Raindrops Keep Falling on Your Head or whatever was a really big hit that sort of was just, one of those kind of pieces of music that sort of infiltrates just, you know, all parts of American life or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that Burt Bacharach and Sergio Mendes is sort of a good pairing, that his interpretations of Burt Bacharach's works, I think, are really effective.
They're awesome. Yeah, he's done a couple Burt Bacharach songs. They're all good.
And I think that it sort of shows that his, you know, Felicity's pick was a Brazilian song. My pick was an American song. But his formula sort of translates to either equally well. And I think that it shows that Sergio Mendes was more able to incorporate American pop music into his music than American artists were able to incorporate Brazilian elements into their music.
Yeah, if you remember, if you go back to our archive, we talked about Stan Getz and Astro Gilberto's recording Getz a Go-Go, and there was just moments where it's like, okay, here's the jazz part. Okay, here's now the bossa nova part. Oh, yeah, and also Stan Getz is barging in. And that doesn't happen at all on this album. It's a really interesting collection of American music and Brazilian music, and there's a couple songs that Sergio Mendes wrote on here, and it all flows together really seamlessly.
Feels very unified. Yeah.
And I mean, and there is, like, some texture to the songs. Like, The Frog is a really different sounding song than The Look of Love, but it all works together.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, speaking of Stan Getz, and I don't know, we'll probably just continue to rehash this, but
poor Stan Getz.
I mean, I think they did manage, especially in his collaborations with Astrid or whatever, they did manage to sort of build their own thing where it wasn't any more just, you know, American style jazz, and it wasn't just Brazilian music. They sort of developed a fusion that worked for them, but I think that it never sort of incorporated the elements of both worlds as much as Sergio Mendes was able to do, or as effectively.
Yeah, agreed.
So what do you think about this album, Flissy?
Oh, I already mentioned right at the top of this episode, it's one of my all-time favorites. I can listen to this anytime and it will cheer me right up. It's like, it's the nice balance of really easy to listen to, and it's also got some really upbeat moments. It's just a favorite. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me. Like, this is one of my, it's a favorite album, but I was trying to pick out, well, which one of the Brazil 66 albums is my favorite, and I can't decide if it's this one or Herb Alpert Presents Sergio Mendes in the Brazil 66 or if it's Crystal Illusions. They're just all fantastic, so I definitely recommend picking up the entire Brazil 66 catalog.
Stay away from Brazil 88, though. Totally
and,
different.
Yeah, it's just different. There are some, there's like a A&M had sort of like a greatest hits collection of Sergio Mendes, and they also have what they call the Four Sider, which was like a double album, two LP greatest hits collection. Yeah,
Four Sider's a good one to start with.
Yeah, so definitely I think Four Sider sort of gives you a good flavor of the entire Brazil 66. So that would be my recommendation of if you're just going to pick up one album, what to pick up. But you can probably listen to all of these on any streaming service, so there's no excuse to not just listen to everything. So definitely pick it up, listen, and find out more by visiting our show notes at livinginhifi.com/episode/15. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Living in Hi-Fi. And if you have a longer correspondence, you can send it to us at feedback@livinginhifi.com. And next week, we have something that I'm surprised I didn't think to include on the podcast earlier. And that's going to be some bluegrass of some Flattened Scruggs. So thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.